T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What do you do if the government tells you that they're going to establish a gun-free zone, supposedly to keep everybody safe, but then someone decides, you know what, I'm not going to obey those rules. I'm going to go in and shoot and kill people in the gun-free zone. Should you be able to sue the government for putting you in danger? Well, Jason Nixon is arguing that. He's the husband of Kate Nixon, who awfully was killed in the Virginia Beach shooting last May. And Jason, I really appreciate the fact that you're bold enough to speak about this. I'm so sorry to hear about Kate, but you know, thank you for coming on the air to talk about what happened and what you think should happen next.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So you're advocating for this House bill, which, if people are tracking the bills, HB 162, which would allow victims of gun violence in these government-mandated gun-free zones to sue the government. Where does it stand? It was tabled in committee or on the floor?
It was tabled in a subcommittee. We didn't get to the floor.
Didn't even want to deal with it, huh?
No, we got a phone call from one of the Republicans. The name was Conyer. Mm-hmm. She said that she was going to vote against it already because they were afraid of the money issues and the lawsuits. And I told them, I said, there's not going to be frivolous lawsuits because it deals strictly with firearms. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying tear the sovereign immunity, you know, law down. I'm saying let's amend it to cater towards the gun issue. You know, if you going to declare a free firearm zone, a free gun zone. Yeah. It basically, it's like, how are you going to identify that? How are you going to put the measures in effect? And if you can't do that, then why can't you allow someone to protect themselves?
Yeah.
If the Supreme Court says that it's not their responsibility to protect the citizen at work, well, if it's not their responsibility, then whose is it?
You've got to protect yourself, and if the government robs
right.
you of that opportunity, then maybe they should own it. I mean, you know, the gun-free
right.
zone is a nice idea, you know, to say, hey, this is a gun-free zone. And the problem is that the criminals never obey it. You know, the mentally ill aren't going to obey that. Tell me the story of what happened in Virginia Beach, if you feel up to it. Your wife actually had a permit to carry her weapon?
No, she didn't have a permit. She wasn't a concealed weapons owner. I'm a concealed weapons owner, but
okay.
my wife was a registered gun owner.
Okay.
We bought her gun in California. She had to take several hours of classes in order to buy a gun in California. We bought it in Chico where we went to college.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a registered through California, and she had a gun. She was proficient in shooting. We used to go out and shoot all the time, Nation Shores, or my friend's land. My wife could have taken care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
She was shot in the shoulder. She picked the phone up and she called me and said, Jason, I've been shot. Call 911. Given that scenario, my wife could have easily picked up a gun out of her purse and shot the guy. If she could have picked the phone up and called me and asked me to call 911 for her because she needed help.
So the first shot, she was injured, but still cognizant of what was going on, able to telephone you if she had felt like she could have fought back.
She sounded very upset. Yeah, she sounded very upset.
Oh, boy.
On the phone. And all I said was, I'll call 911 right away. I didn't get the opportunity to say, I love you. I didn't get the opportunity to say, run, hide, or anything. And, you know, when they found her body, she had abrasions on her wrists and her hands. The police told me, you know, they didn't tell me the truth. They said she'd been shot 3 times and they found her partially under the desk. And the autopsy report says they found her shot 4 times, which once in the shoulder, once in the chest, once in the neck, and once in the face. And if she had survived, she'd been a quadriplegic like one of the other individuals that survived.
So she actually obeyed the rule that said you can't bring a weapon into a government building.
And we had that discussion the night before because there was another individual that had been fired, and it was disgruntled. She was concerned. She said, "Jason, I don't know what to do. I think this guy's going to come in and shoot the place up." And I said, "Well, put my I had a little small Kel-Tec 9 that I carry around for concealed." And I said, "Well, put this in your purse." I said, "Just, you know, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission." Mm-hmm. And she said, no, I'm in charge. She was second in charge of public utilities. She was way up there. She was engineer 5. And she was actually the one who had to report the guy, the disgruntled worker, because her coworker Josh came at her and told him about the things that he had said. So she did an urgent text to her boss, Steve. And then he'd say, "Well, is Matt there?" Which is the individual's supervisor. And she's like, "No, I have all this on a text message. Everything was on the phone, texted back and forth." This went on from like 8 a.m. till 11:45. I even know when Dwayne was had his resignation put in, because in the text message, you know, Steve told her, he goes, "Well, yeah, Dwayne put his resignation in." And Kate's like, "Wow, I didn't realize that was going to happen." So, I mean, I have all these text messages that prove all this stuff up to the point. Nobody wants to see any of this stuff. I mean,
Because they're just walking away from what they created. I mean, I don't blame them for the killer, but they created an environment in which someone like your wife, who wants to obey the law, wants to obey the rules, wants to be a good leader as one of the employees and one of the managers, abides by a bad rule and then is victimized.
The day before the shooting, he was ridiculed and yelled at, because I could hear people in the hallway and heard his direct supervisor yelling at him about an overexpenditure of $3,000, which he had spent without authorization, which is a fireable offense.
Yeah.
And he knew it. I believe the week before all this, though, I think that things had led up to where he was going to be getting let go or forced to resign. But there's no proof of that right now. And that's why we're asking for a state investigation to look further into these details. But going back to the firearm free zone, it just doesn't make sense, because, you know, the sovereign immunity law comes back from the old English days. It's from the king's law.
Right.
And the Commonwealth still keeps it on the books.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, "Such an archaic law, why is it that we have this on the books? I mean, why has it not been amended already? I mean, don't we live in 2020? I mean, didn't we kick the king out of the United States?
Are there legal options to pursue that will at least get you before a judge, or is everything, you know, lawyers are telling?
The only thing we have is to find gross negligence.
Yeah.
If we can prove gross negligence, which is very hard to do.
Yeah.
Our hands are tied.
Yeah.
I was one of four families that filed a letter of intent within 6 months. That's all they give you. They said, "Okay, you have 6 months to file
to
a letter
deal with
of intent."
It. Yeah.
But nobody in the city told us that. Nobody
of course
told
not.
Us any. We had to do the research on our own. And I let the families know about this, and they weren't very savvy in the legal aspect.
Well, especially when you're in a moment of grief. It's a terrible thing. The bill's been tabled, but I hope you'll continue to press the General Assembly and, you know, make these lawmakers face up to the reality of a situation where, even if it's good intentions and it sounds nice on paper, the practical reality is you put people in danger. And that's the exact opposite of what we want to do. And Jason Nixon, I really appreciate you coming on the program. And you know what? We're going to touch base with you again in a few weeks, see where things are at the General Assembly and with the legal endeavors. Jason is the husband of Kate Nixon, who was killed in the Virginia Beach shooting last May. It's pretty brave of you to come on the radio and share this story, Jason. I appreciate it. Gosh, what a story. You know what? Let's come back. We'll check our normal stuff, traffic and weather, in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.